This is ANSRD 401, Cultural Knowledge and Day Developers right here at the museum. It's December the 8th, on a Thursday, and we're here with Nick Galecki from Akiak. And he's going to show us some artifacts that they have here. You want to start off with? Which one do you want to start off with? What is that? Is that a book?
Oh yeah, there's some gloves there on the counter that you're welcome to wear. You know, with the handle of the pieces. Some of them have a possibility of having been treated with pesticides or things like that, so it's a way of protecting you and protecting the objects. Some of these pieces will be going in our new art gallery, so we want to make sure that, and they've been treated by the conservator, so we want to be extra careful in doing it.
I'm going to make the first thing. And what's the width, what is the width of the area?
And are there many stones that look like that that you can find in the Kodiak area? So you don't need to, do they have to fashion this, or was it natural or formed like that?
I think they have to. I don't care how you use it, you find, find it now, and find the art, find it. Come around. Yeah, that connects it. Yeah.
A lot of the people here don't know what a visor was used for, so what was this used for? Did you ever see any of your elders when you were young boys use a visor?
No.
Do you know anything about design or?
Yeah. then whether or not we would be, if we were more comfortable, because some kind of, something like that, the more well-designed it was, kind of, and more well-designed it was, you know, made that 100 yards to the better hours, and working with that kind of, and if we did not know it's behind it, but something like that, just to kind of, you know, if you're talking, I know this is like a party on the 200, whatever, the way we feel more comfortable in being in the function of it, because we had, for example, iron, the iron, budget.
And I also agree that the budget's a little bit different, like, I think, so that, you know.
Which one are you looking?
This is the road to the calendars on the list. Maybe on the first page?
Yeah.
Oh, these are the calendars. Remember, you were interested to look at the calendars? So why don't you show it up, you know, look at it. Have you ever seen one?
No, I haven't.
And then, were both of these calendars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this one is also a calendar. Did you see any kind of calendars that your elders used?
Mm-hmm.
No? But you're curious to see them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These are like sermons or?
Must be holidays.
Do you know about this one?
No.
That's the, And what you could tell them, what was the limit for it from the start and how old you were.
So it's like,
you want to push body?
So what is that? Is that made of what? I mean, what animal is it?
Yeah.
The bear.
The
bear's stomach.
And they used to eat a lot of animal stomach containers. have to find out about this.
Yeah, so we have a number of those like calendars in the collection.
Okay, no, but I do the month though.
The different symbols that are on the kids.
I think, yeah, each line maybe is a month.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
So there's 12 lines.
Oh.
And we think that the different marks relate to the different holy days, maybe. This one has the same thing. You can kind of see them carved in there. And we've drawn them on. We had some guy who was matching up the where the holy days fell and tried to figure out what year it was because they change each year. Yeah, and then this is probably the days of the week. There's 7 of them, and then we'll just take this around so you guys can see what we're talking about here. Recognize that shape there? Did they have different shapes at the ballpark?
No, everyone had
Everyone had like pretty much similar to this one?
One guy. He's a young guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is. not the calendar.
Do you want to talk about the kayak?
That is just in the time.
Before your time. You could take it and show it to the students.
Thank you.